I got involved with Iditarod exactly 20 years ago. That was because I had run the Yukon Quest for a number of years, and I heard there was another race that went to the west instead of to the east. And I thought it would be absolutely thrilling. Actually, the coolest thing I thought about Iditarod is it goes out to the ocean. And I had never seen the frozen ocean before. And I thought that was absolutely phenomenal. I don't know if never seen the frozen ocean, then it's something that everyone should see. And so my first year of running Iditarod was 2001, and I made it to the frozen ocean and beyond, up to Nome. So that was my first experience with Iditarod. Well, I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because it's a... Not only is it a race, but, I mean, let's be honest, it is kind of an addiction. And you have to have this certain, I don't know, thrill for life. You don't want to just live life on the couch and watch it go by. You want to be part of it. And I think Iditarod, whether you're a musher, whether you're a photographer, whether you're a volunteer, whether you're a fan, I don't know, you're kind of grabbing life and you're running with it. And so that's what I'll be doing really for the next 9, 10, 11 days. It'll be phenomenal to be out there. The coolest part is to be out there with my dogs. They're dedicated to me. I'm dedicated to them. And I'm gonna do my best to win this thing. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was coming into Unalakleet, the checkpoint out on the western coast of Alaska, and I was in lead that year, and a lot of people were really excited about it, including myself, but this young woman, probably 18 years old or something, came up to me on the sly, and I was like, Allie, you know, man, I hope you win this race, because my whole family and my boyfriend, they just think women can't do anything, and I just came down here to support you. They don't even know I'm here. And I think if you win, then that'll show them that women can do anything they really want. And cheer up at that, but that was one of my most memorable experiences. What I know for sure in life is that love is the most important thing. And that we need to open our hearts and love more, whether it's your family, your spouse, your dogs, your best friends. That's what's going to keep us human beings happy and on this planet for longer than if we don't love each other.